Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 664 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Walked from my home on Georgia Avenue down to Washington Street, down to police headquarters, walking the whole way. On the way down, I asked Detective Hazlitt what the trouble down at the station house was, and he said, "Well, Newt Lee has been saying something, and Chief Lanford wanted to ask you a few questions about it." And I said, "What did Newt Lee say?" "Well, Chief Lanford will tell you when you get down there." Well, I didn't say anything more to him, went right along with him, and when I got down to police headquarters, I sat in one of the outer offices that the detectives use. It wasn't the office of Chief Lanford. He hadn't come down yet. That was about between 8 and 8:30 when I got down there. Well, I waited around the office possibly an hour, chatting and talking to the officers that came in and spoke to me, but I still didn't see anything of Chief Lanford. And by and by, probably after an hour, 9:30 perhaps, Sig Montag and Herbert Haas, a couple of my friends, came up and spoke to me. I was conversing with them, and possibly at 10:00, I saw Mr. Luther Rosser come up, and he said, "Hello, boys, what's the trouble?" And Mr. Haas went up to him and spoke to him, and they were talking together, and a few minutes later, Chief Lanford, who had in the meantime arrived, and who seemed to be very busy running in and out answering telephone calls, came in and says, "Come here," and beckoned to me, and I went with him and went into his room, in his office, and while I was in there, to the best of my recollection, anyhow, it is my impression now, that this very time slip, Deft's X1, on which at that time that taken out at 8:26, with the two lines under it, had not been erased, was shown to me, and in looking over it and studying it carefully, I found where the